And here's our South Florida Arts Beat Entertainment Calendar. And today we say hello to Jody Horn-Leschinski, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division. Great to have you back with us, Jody.
Well, thank you, and I hope that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
Me too, and tell us about all of that excitement in Broward County.
Well, Broward Cultural Division has created a Friends of Public Art group, and next Tuesday at 6:30, we invite you to an event at Florida Atlantic University's Metro Lab featuring Barbara Derricks, who works at a 147-year-old firm by the name of Derricks Glass Studios. And for more than a century, the company, which is based in Germany, has been collaborating with artists and architects worldwide to create exciting and colorful large-scale glass installations. Ms. Derricks will talk about the varied techniques used to create architectural art glass and show images of magnificent projects and describe the distinct process adopted by Derricks Glass Studios. Space is definitely limited, so please RSVP at broward.org/arts. This Sunday at 5 p.m. at Los Solis Riverfront, you are invited to meet the artist of Gator in the Bay. Lloyd Gorodetsky will be there during an official ribbon-cutting ceremony. Gator in the Bay is a large-scale, floating public artwork composed of 104 4-foot-by-8-foot floating art tiles, and this will travel down the Intercoastal and be on exhibit at Art Basel to bring awareness to the Florida Everglades and water preservation. It's really something to see. It's like there's a giant alligator head floating down the river. Laughing Matters returns to the Broward Center for another hilarious season every Thursday through Sunday starting at 7 p.m. You first enjoy a delicious meal and a performance of original satirical songs and creative skits. Do you and the kids like monster trucks? Well, if you do, then you will not want to miss the Museum of Discovery and Science's Mini Monster Truck Weekend now through Sunday. During this fun-filled event, you can take a ride in a real monster truck, watch Kid KJ demonstrate some monster truck tricks, and get a close-up look at the monster trucks in the collection. The Museum of Art Fort Lauderdale has commissioned 4 art installations for the exterior of its building, the largest being a 30-by-50-foot mural by internationally known Venezuelan painter Arturo Herrera, and that graces the Bernard and Miriam Peck Terrace. Other artists include Jen Stark and husband and wife team Roberto Bejar and Rosario Marquardt, each who have designed installations that enliven the 3 sides of the museum's Edward Larrabee Barnes-designed modernist structure. The installations will be on view until the end of 2013. The Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival's year-round film art house in downtown Fort Lauderdale has now expanded to a Cinema Paradiso in Hollywood. This weekend, enjoy 2 love-themed films: Mother of George, the tale of a young girl's trip from Nigeria to Brooklyn to marry the man of her dreams, but encounters mother-in-law of her nightmares. And that will be playing at the Fort Lauderdale venue. Blue is the Warmest Color will be viewed at the Hollywood location, and that centers on a 15-year-old girl named Adele who is approaching adulthood and dreams of experiencing her first love, but never expected who that love would turn out to be. The Museum of Discovery and Science AutoNation IMAX 3D Theater presents The Hunger Games: Catching Fire now through December 10th. Symphony of the Americas presents Serenades at Sunset featuring Crosstown Quartet on Sunday, with a reception beginning at 5:30 p.m. and a performance at 6 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Pier 66 in Fort Lauderdale. If you would like more detailed cultural event information, please visit artscalendar.com, Broward County's complete guide to the arts. Never miss a thing. Get there.
Great event suggestions from Jody Horn-Leschinski, Assistant Director at the Broward Cultural Division. Thanks for all of those ideas, Jody.
Oh, you're welcome, and happy holidays to you, Ed.
Happy holidays, and we'll be back in touch in a matter of weeks.
All right, looking forward to it.
Thank you. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Special thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Judith Bishop, Norman Van Aken, and Jody Horn-Leshinsky. Call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can also fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, we'll feature topical currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great holiday weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.